morning for the weekend. It is Ireland's Classic Hits Saturday morning. It is Trina Mari here and Mairead O'Driscoll is here. She is the tax nerd on Instagram. Hi, Mairead.
Hello, Trina. Thanks for having me back.
So hopefully a lot of people have claimed back expenses on their tax after all the tips you gave us the last day. So many things there between medical expenses to kids going to college, working from home. Loads of info on your Instagram page. And of course, the podcast is up there on Spotify and on our website as well, if anyone missed that. Today, we're talking about things like being jointly assessed for your tax and how to make that work for you. So first of all, are you better off being assessed as a single person or as a married person, or how does that work?
Okay, so this is good because I get asked this quite a lot, like, you know, quite often, you know, so many people are like, should we get married for tax purposes? And so basically, it depends on your individual circumstances. So if you're taxed as a single person, your tax rate band is 35,300. So you can earn up to 35,300 at 20%. Anything over that is taxed at 40%. When you're married, you can increase that tax rate band to 44,600.
Okay,
so
gotcha.
Yeah, so that's only beneficial though if one of you is earning under 35,300. So between the two of you, you can't earn more than 70,600 at 20%. So for example, if one spouse earned 20,000 and another spouse was on 50,000. That would work out great because the high earning spouse would earn 44,300 at 20%. The balance then bringing you up to 70 is about 26,000 that the other spouse can earn at 20%. So if they're earning 20,000, that's perfect. You do get that extra benefit. So that works out to be about 1,800 a year as a tax saving for the for the high earner. If you're both earning over 35,300, it doesn't make a difference because 35 and 35 is the 70. So it's just kind of combined. You can't earn more than the 70. So it's only beneficial where one spouse either isn't working or is below the 35,300.
Okay.
Now, whether or
some people might be going into their boss saying, sorry, could you give me a pay cut to get me to 35,200?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you still have less money though at the end of the day. Let's say you earn €2,000 at 40%. So you'll be left 1,200 in your pocket. I mean, that's better than having nothing in your pocket, I suppose, you know, than not earning it. It's still upsetting.
So to
be taxed at 40%. The other thing is you can share tax credits as well. So if one spouse isn't working, they can give their tax credit. So there's tax bands, which is the 35,300, what I was talking about, then there's tax credits. So as I said, you get a tax credit of 1,650 personal tax credits. If you're not working, you can transfer that to your other spouse. So that would be a tax saving of 1,650 for them, which can be big as well. Now, if you are earning about 16,000 yourself, you'll need the tax credit to offset your own tax. But if you aren't working or earning very little, you could give your tax credits to your spouse as well. So in terms of whether it's worth being jointly assessed, I mean, the only downside is that you have to file everything together. And, you know, if one of you owes tax, then that could come off the other spouse's refund. You know, it just puts it all into one pot and treats you as one taxable person. And it might be worth it, you know, maybe both of you are earning over 35,300 at the minute and it doesn't make a difference. But, you know, maybe down the line, a spouse might go on maternity leave and they might have way reduced their income and might not need their tax credits. So for that year, you could transfer your credits and your tax band. So every year you can change it to suit, or there might be a year that you decided to go part-time. So you earned way under 35,300 that you normally worked. So it kind of just depends, you know, on your circumstances and, you know, if it changes, but just so you know, you can change it every year.
Yeah.
You can choose, you can swap and share them.
I'd say, Mairead, there's a lot of women who never think about doing that when they go on maternity leave. They never think about transferring over the credits because no one's ever mentioned it to them before.
Yeah, 100%. And then unfortunately they get lost. So if they didn't use their tax credit themselves and they didn't transfer it to their spouse, then it just gets lost. So it doesn't carry over or anything like that. So that's definitely something to think about if you're going on maternity leave, to make sure you transfer the credits over to your spouse.
Yeah. How much can you earn, Mairead, without paying any tax, or do you always have to pay some sort of tax? So say, for example, there's mothers minding children for a neighbour at home, you know, after school or something like that. Is that taxable?
Yes. Well, if you get paid in cash,
Let's talk legally.
Legally, yeah. So as I mentioned, everyone's entitled to a tax credit of 1,650. That's your personal tax credit. And then if you're employed by someone, that's an employee tax credit, and that's another 1,650. So that is 3,300 that you get that you can earn tax-free. So if I divide that by 20 multiplied by 100, so you can earn about 16,000 roughly tax-free.
There could be a lot of mammies listening right now who are thinking, oh God, I could earn 16 grand minding children at home. And yet I'm going out to work and getting somebody to mind my children, and it's costing me X, Y, and Z. They might really be reconsidering things.
Yeah. So yeah, if you use those tax credits, that 16 grand, I'm saying the tax on that is only 3,200, and you have a tax credit of 3,600. So that offsets that. You'd left with a zero tax bill, and you can earn up to 13,000, which is exempt from USC. So maybe students, you know, who are working. That's another, a genre. I'm going back to claiming tax back. You can also get tax back if you paid too much tax in the year. For example, if you only worked half the year or the summer months, you know, like students, maybe revenue tax you as if you've been working for the whole year. Whereas, you know, for example, a student might not have been. So again, that's another way you can get, you might be owed tax back. So, or if you were working maybe not for the full year, if you earn under 13,000, you are not subject to USC. Revenue might have been applying the USC. So that could be something you could claim back as well. So that's another thing to keep an eye on, I suppose.
When in the year are you supposed to do your tax back, your tax return? Is there a particular date you have to do it by?
Yeah, so for employees, when you're not self-employed, the tax year runs from 1 January to 31 December, say 2020. So that's the tax year. Revenue won't let you make a claim for that year until it has ended. So you couldn't claim for 2020 until January this year. In January 2021, you made your claims for 2020, okay, and you logged on and put through everything. So revenue, look at all your income for 2020 in one bucket, all the tax you paid for the year, puts in your tax credits, and then spits out whether you have a refund or you owe tax. More often than not, you are in a refund. Unless you're on the COVID payment, you will owe tax on that. And then if you're self-employed, your tax return is due 9 months after the year end. So for 2020, that would be October this year. You'd have to file a tax return and pay over all the taxes that you owe. So when you're self-employed, unfortunately, you need to kind of remember to keep aside some money, basically, to pay your tax bill in one go. Whereas when you're an employee, you don't need to worry about it, because every time you're paid, your employer, you know, deducts the tax before it goes into your account. So you don't need to worry about it. Whereas when you're self-employed, you need to just pay that all in one go for the year, 9 months after the year end.
If you're doing things like outside your normal job where you're paying your PAYE worker, say if you were doing a, you know, the odd kind of Nixer work here, there and everywhere, how would you go about, because a lot of people are doing that now, they've realised that they need to make income in other ways, like their people have become takeaway delivery drivers and all kinds of things. How can they declare that separate to what their normal income is? And do they have to declare that? I assume they do.
Yeah, unfortunately, yes. But that's another great question. So yeah, a lot of people have side hustles. So if you are earning over net profit over 5 grand from this side job, you have to register for income tax, basically become self-employed, and as I just mentioned there, file a tax return in October every year and pay over the tax that you owe and include all your income in that tax return. You also have to pay PT. If the amount you earn is less than 5,000, you just need to declare it when you log on to your My Account on Roz. There's a non-PAYE section. So PAYE is your pay as you earn, is your employment income. So non-PAYE would be your side income. So if you're doing bits and bobs or you'd rental income maybe under 5,000, you just pop it in there and your tax credits might be adjusted just to cover what tax might be owed on it. So yeah, you do have to declare it. But if it's under 5 grand, you don't have to register for income tax and become a chargeable person, which can be quite cumbersome, I suppose, compared to being an employee where you just kind of log on and pop it in at the end of the year. You don't need to.
But you will have to pay some tax on it, will you, if it's even under 5 grand?
Yeah, you will. You have to declare it, unfortunately.
So if you are planning on going on maternity leave, definitely think about doing that, transferring your credits and making the most out of what you're getting from the tax man, what you're paying the tax man. And if one spouse isn't working, to take advantage of that and get the most out of your tax credits, right?
Yeah, 100%. Reduce their tax bill. You know, it can be a couple of grand in the difference. And the other thing is, if you are, say, a stay-at-home mum, maybe you can claim the home carers credit if you're caring for children, which is another tax credit that you can claim. So
what is this? Tell me about this.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. So there's a home carer's tax credit. So if you are, you have to be married. Co-owners doesn't cut it, unfortunately. You have to be married or civil partners where one spouse is not working. I think you can earn maybe up to $7,000 and still claim this home carer's credit. It just means if you're caring for children at home, you get an additional tax credit that you can offset against your spouse's income. And you just tick a box on Roz, on my account, on Roz, section 4 again, and away you go.
I didn't realise that was for children being minded at home. I thought that was for special needs children, Mairead.
No, there's a separate credit you can claim as well if you have maybe some incapacitated dependents, but the home carer's credit, it just has to be a dependent child at home.
Okay.
So under 18, basically.
Very good. Lots of stuff you can claim for we never knew about. Mairead, how can we contact you or where can we follow you? Give us all your details.
Yeah, so you can follow me at thetaxnerd_ on Instagram, or you can send me an email, thetaxnerd1@gmail.com. And I've recently just set up my Facebook page, so I'm still trying to get all the information on there, and that's just the tax nerd. So
okay,
hopefully you'll find me in one of those three places annoying you with tax.
Oh no, it's brilliant. And I have to say congratulations, you didn't make it boring at all, because I did promise our listeners earlier on in the week, I said I promise it won't be boring, you're going to learn a lot. So we will definitely follow you, and maybe you might come back another week and we'll talk about a subject I always get emails about. This is all about inheritance tax and people wanting to buy property from parents and all that kind of thing, and they don't know where they stand.
Yeah.
We might cover that the next day, Mairead. What do you think?
Absolutely, yeah. Honestly, I get so many of those questions all the time, and I think that is just a good one, because the sooner you know about the reliefs, the better. So yeah. definitely a good idea.
Okay, thanks so much, Mairead. We'll talk to you really soon. There's Mairead O'Driscoll, the tax nerd on Ireland's Classic Hits.